Okay, so in this video, we are going to look at AI videos. Now, there's lots of kind of different interpretations of what I mean when I say AI videos. I have the Agent X, which will create slide videos using a very complicated flow with voices and with slides and with animations and all types of things. There are avatar videos, these talking head videos, which we looked at earlier, but here what we're going to look at is image and text to video. So we basically upload an image and or we upload a text prompt, and then it will, some of these tools will generate a video, a short video animation in response. And so the kind of the first company that did this was Runway ML. They released their Gen 1 model in March 2023, which was, you know, a crazy month. It was the same month that GPT-4 dropped, the same month that Midjourney 5 dropped, which was like a a really big upgrade to Midjourney. And so that kind of month is always kind of burned in my mind as like an insane month for some of these, you know, for this generative AI wave. But actually, fast forward to today, and Runway is now on Gen 3, although arguably they are no longer the leader in a very crowded AI video generator pack. You've got Luma Labs, which is my personal favorite. You've got Pika Labs, which I think dropped in December 2023. You've got Kling, which is a lot of people's favorite. This is actually a Chinese competitor, which has now just opened up to the public and has paid plans. You have Kria, and you have many, many others entering the fray in 2024. And of course, the elephant in the room, we can't forget that in February 2024, OpenAI announced their Sora video model, which looked at the time utterly ridiculous. And this, you know, happened before Luma Labs, before Pika Labs, before Runway's Gen 3, which have kind of started to get close to where Sora is. But Sora still seems to be ahead, but is not live yet. And a lot of people are saying it's not going to come out until maybe the end of 2024, maybe early 2025. But essentially, the basic idea to the flow we're going to do is we are going to take Midjourney, we're going to get an image in Midjourney, and we are going to turn it into a video with Luma Labs, and then we are potentially going to extend it or run slow motion inside of Runway to create a pretty high quality 10-second clip, okay? So, you know, there are many, many of these AI tools out there, but as you know, I am all about usable media that I can actually use in production. I don't want abstract stuff. I want clips. I want stock videos that I can actually use within my videos, you know, no weird arms appearing in random places. I need quality, usable videos, okay? So the bottom line at the moment is there are lots and lots of AI tools, but the best that I've found is Luma Labs. Now, at the time of doing this video, Runway also allowed for image to video, whereby you can upload an image and then basically do the same thing that I'm about to say here, but I haven't played with it just yet. And for now, I'm sticking with Luma Labs. So here's my workflow for creating basically 10-second animated videos. So the first thing I'll do, step one, is I will make an image in Midjourney. Bear in mind that not all of the images you create in Midjourney will work well. I'll talk about some of the prompts that work well, some of the images that work well converted to video, and some of the ones that don't in a second. But we make our image in Midjourney. Then secondly, step two, we import the image and we also add a text prompt into Luma Labs. The text prompt should basically describe the image. So we're not talking a very complicated text prompt. If the image is of a robot sat in front of a computer typing away, then literally the text prompt should be robot sat in front of computer typing, okay? So we want to keep it quite simple. To make sure that it actually does a reasonable, realistic animation. And then thirdly, when we run this and we create a video that we like, which isn't every single case, but when we do, step three, we will want to extend, which we can do from within Luma Labs and indeed from within all of these video tools. We'll either want to extend it, or what I prefer to do is to import the 5-second video into Runway ML, and they have a slow motion feature which will allow me to control the speed from like 0.1 speed all the way up to 2 speed. And basically, in the process, not only extend the clip, but it'll actually smooth it out as well. So it actually removes artifacts and makes the whole thing a bit smoother. And so this is how you can take a short 5-second clip, which is maybe just a little bit too short to be used as a single slide animation in a video, and turn it into maybe a 10 to 20 second video. Bear in mind though, even with this battle tested workflow, the results can be inconsistent. Some examples I've put here: water can flow up mountains, athletes can run backwards, sharks can flee from surfers, and cars can move backwards on the road. Okay, so you know, this thing doesn't fully understand physics. It kind of gets it right in most cases, but there are times where it has to fill in the blanks. Either it's, you know, certain physical things, movements aren't in its training data, and sometimes it will get it completely wrong and render an unusable video, basically. So my advice is, for best results, choose images showing minimal motion with uncomplicated physics. So an example of complicated physics would be gymnasts eating spaghetti on a waterfall. If you want to give that one a go, feel free. Trust me, you will be wasting your credits. It cannot do complicated movements and will basically make mistakes. Now, it can do water on a waterfall, okay? But if it's having to render like 3 or 4 things at once, then it's probably going to get things wrong. It's also known to make mistakes with perspective. And so if you have something moving towards or moving away, in particular, if there's kind of like 3 different movements happening, so the camera's panning back while one person walks away, while the water comes in, while a bird flies overhead, and it's having to kind of calibrate 3 different elements of physics at once, it's going to kind of mess them up, and you'll see that the kind of perspective morphs and shifts in an unbelievable way. So yeah, so the basic idea that I mentioned earlier, the basic prompt flow then, is to import into Luma Labs with an image that you created with Midjourney and a text prompt that succinctly describes the scene in question. Rinse and repeat, and this will generate a lot of usable short videos. But bear in mind, you will need to burn credits to do this, and typically each video credit is around 30 cents. It can actually be more expensive. Runway costs a little bit more. Kling at the moment is the cheapest one, so if you're on a budget, you might want to check out Kling. But let's say that 1 in 3 of these videos is usable, and it costs you an average of 30 cents a time. Again, we are back at around $1 per stock video. Now, again, this is substantially cheaper than what you would pay for otherwise, by a factor of maybe 10 or even 100, but it does still cost you a bit of money. Nonetheless, this is a very, very, very powerful way to create short videos. I'm actually in the process of building up a library of these videos to use in my own multimedia videos, my own slide videos and promotional videos, and I'll probably have more information about that at some point later on this year. But very, very exciting tech, another really useful tech, and definitely one that if you're going to make videos, you should check out.